All you could find friendly folks out there who wish you were. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. And that's right, he is back. Happy Monday, everybody. We're going to take you to 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios as you listen in on ESPN 960 in San Angelo and in Lubbock. Talk 103.9 FM News, Money, Sports. You could already be texting in on a Monday. You know what we do. We find out what you believe to be true to start the week. Can't be running around willy-nilly not knowing what you think going into the week. You got to hand out some Raiderland helmet stickers. That's a must-have right here. Sports or otherwise, who gets recognition and respect this weekend for you? 806-855-3712. That's 806-855-3712. Beyond that, we've got a ton of stuff to get through. A very busy weekend on the sports calendar. Texas Tech baseball goes to 3-0 with the win yesterday. They have just had first pitch right now at Danlaw Field. Rip Griffin Park taking on Gonzaga. We'll be keeping up with that game as it goes on and getting your reaction to the weekend, what you saw from the Red Raider baseball squad that you liked. Also, Texas Tech men's basketball with another win. And this one, the most impressive win, I believe, in conference play for sure. Going on the road, West Virginia, 11 a.m. start, noon start local time there. And it was a game that either team could have won by six. Back and forth, neither team really ever completely took control of the game. I can't remember how many, you know, is in double digits on lead changes and ties all afternoon long. And Texas Tech figures out a way to win the basketball game, a critical win. And dare we say that now maybe there's, could they get there to the NCAA? Is there a path? You got to be kidding me. Okay, we have all of that going on. You've got little tidbits here and there, but Pete Thamel writing another Pac-12 is dying, could be a merger, could be this and that, as George Klyakov going around the country, apparently, talking to anybody who will listen to him, say, please, will you put us on, you don't even have to put us on TV, will you put us on radio? We'll draw pictures. We'll do whatever we need. We'll delve into that with you today and whatever else is on your mind, including a little slam dunk competition. 806-855-3712. For those of you listening on the apps, we appreciate you. If you hadn't downloaded the app for Talk 103.9 FM, you need to do so. Turn on notifications. You won't miss anything, including the Rob Rowe Show that comes your way from 1 to 2 every day on Talk 103.9 FM. Follow the station on Twitter, at Talk1039. Me, I'm just Ryan Hyatt, at Ryan Hyatt Media on Twitter. The show never ends. We come back in the evenings with the daily broadcast, sum up the day's events around 6:30-ish. We have Diamond Talk. We've done it after every game so far. We'll have another recap tonight, but we will not do Diamond Talk after every single Texas Tech game, most likely. But when you get the season started, we've been waiting so long, there's a lot to talk about in all these games. You can catch all of that at my website, theraiderland.com, including yesterday's five things we know in a Sunday column. He's back. He's Rob Bro, at Rob Bro Show on Twitter. He pulses the people. King of Hat of the day. One-third of the gambling gauchos, the aforementioned said host of the Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2 here on Talk 103.9. Happy Monday to you, and helmet sticker to your nephew. Fought hard. Great battle down there in Houston. That's where you were.
Yes.
In the state wrestling tournament. And only bright things to come for that young man.
Yeah, Lubbock had two state champions. June Ann won in the boys' division, and the girls' first ever girls' champion at state for Lubbock High, Mahogany Castle.
There you go. Somewhere down the road, a few years from now, that's maybe LISD Hall of Honor worthy.
And from the Panhandle, there were a bunch. Amarillo, Cooper had a bunch of kids there. LISD had a bunch of kids there. So good showing from West Texas.
Well, and the atmosphere is just amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Send me some of the video and some of the stuff. And just
for sure.
What was it? 10 mats?
10 mats.
At once.
The entire time. Yeah, until the finals. Then they did four mats.
Mayhem. Mayhem. Insanity.
Mass hysteria.
Oh, my goodness. Good stuff there. Glad to have you back. I know the people were, you know, asking what was going on, what was... Where's Rob Bro? I was like, he's okay. He's all right. I think they're worried about your cough.
Yeah, well, we'll survive.
It's there. All right, so let's get you guys on the text line, 806-855-3712. As we said, plenty of things to talk about. Here's the question of the day, ripped right out of the headlines. You remember New Mexico State football, don't you? That's one of the sports New Mexico State still offers as of this moment. So they had a game canceled against San Jose State. They hustled to fill it up against, I can't remember who it was, some D2 that they blew out. And then they go to Detroit and play in their bowl. And the coach, Jerry Kill, said, hey, we win. I'll get a tattoo. They won. So he got this. And I'm going to assume for now it's real. If you've seen the tattoo, it's a monstrosity. Let's talk sports-related tattoos today. How many of y'all have a tattoo that is in some form or fashion related to sports? Your favorite team, maybe a team you were on, a championship, you know, anything like that. How many of y'all have that type of tattoo? Now, the back-end question this. If you don't have a tattoo, what would it take to get you to get a sports-related tattoo? If Joey Maguire's Red Raiders won a national championship, would you get a national championship tattoo for Texas Tech? Tim Tadlock in the College World Series, would that? What would it take? Rob, you're as solid a Dallas Cowboy fan as I know. I can't see you, if the Cowboys won the Super Bowl, running out and getting all the Vince Lombardi trophies that they've won etched on your bicep.
I don't have any tattoos. And the only way I would get a sports tattoo, if it was like some kind of bet for content.
Then we can monetize it.
Yeah, if I was like, you know, if Texas Tech baseball wins the national championship, I'll get a baseball tattoo.
Yeah. I mean, I know a few people who have these. A friend of mine, he's a big Niners fan.
Yeah.
He has the helmet logo of the Niners there on his arm.
Yeah.
He wears it. He wears it proudly.
Like put Tim Tadlock's face on your calf or something.
Well, yeah, I guess. Be a skinny Tim Tadlock over here.
Yeah.
Did something like that. I need to get back in the gym and work out a little bit to give him a fighting chance to not look so bad. But I saw that and I was like, I wonder how many people have sports tattoos in our audience, or, again, what it would take for you to get one.
During the cactus craze, a gentleman on Twitter got a tattoo cactus.
Right.
With some Texas Tech themes in it.
I mean, that's kind of cool. I mean, you know, a cactus, hey, okay.
It's like in a little pot.
Oh, it was actually, yeah, I kind of would have gone with the Southwest Desert motif. By the way, yeah. Gonzaga scratches a run across in the top of the first against Trendon Parrish, your starter today for the Red Raiders.
I was so we're on ESPN Plus, obviously, most baseball games are, at least the home ones. You have a ton of home games, by the way.
Yes, you do.
We didn't really talk through the schedule, but good grief, there are a bunch of home games compared to last year especially. But we're sitting there waiting for it to come on, and I forgot you have to get out and then get back in when you're waiting on it.
Right.
So I get back in, there's two on base through four pitches. So we'll have to figure out what happened there for Trendon Parrish.
Yeah, Trendon Parrish, your starter today, he's trying to live up to just a little bit of great pitching performances over the weekend.
Yeah.
You know, it started, your starter on Friday, Kyle Randolph, did not go that deep. But then Brandon Gurton came in and just was nails. And he threw many more pitches than I thought he would throw. But he was pitching so effortlessly that it allowed Tim Tadlock to allow him to stay out there. And the weather was decent enough. It wasn't like Saturday where it was kind of chillier after the morning sleet.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Molina on Saturday, five innings, one hit, tremendous command.
Yes.
And this is a Gonzaga team that brought back most of their offense.
Yeah.
It's the pitching they lost. It's not the offense from the West Coast Conference Championship team, NCAA tournament team. No, it's the hitting's back. And then yesterday, Bo Blessy, his little heart. What'd Mason do? Five? I'll go six with one hit.
Yeah.
Scattered a few walks around, but again showing you early season control. That's impressive.
And you haven't needed a lot of great bullpen efforts in high leverage situations.
Nope.
But you've certainly had some of those too. And Gurton, yeah, I wasn't real surprised he went so long because he has been stretched out for a starter.
Mm-hmm.
I think once he was in, he was just in for the weekend, and I didn't expect to see him twice.
Yeah, you weren't going to get two appearances out of him. And again, he wasn't having to stress on the mound.
Yeah.
It kind of jumped up on me that he hit, what was it, 80 on the pitch count, maybe 83. But you never once thought he was laboring.
Yeah.
And that's where a guy like Tim Tadlock, Gardner, those guys, they know him. They know what a pitcher looks like. They know when a guy is really having to work hard, and that's different than what he was doing on Friday. So 3-0 on the year. We have that. You can hand out some helmet stickers on that front. 806-855-3712. We want sports-related tattoos. How many of you folks out there have a tattoo that's related to your favorite team or not? And if not, would you get one? What would it take for you to get one of those tattoos? When we come back here in just a little bit, as we go through our number one, we'll also get into men's basketball. They win at Morgantown, and it's not inconceivable now to potentially make the NCAA tournament. It's incredibly hard.
Yes.
It's incredibly hard still. There's no room for error. But by doing that, by getting that win, that legitimately opened the door to the discussion, if you could win four of the last five type deal, win some games in the Big 12 tournament, you might be able to get there.
Yeah, with last night or Saturday being the first of the last five.
Right. That discussion, you put yourself in that position.
So you have four Big 12 wins. If I told you the magic number was eight Big 12 wins through the tournament.
Through the tournament.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
So if you won three out of four to finish.
Again, the discussion will also hinge on what's happening around
right.
the country,
right.
the, other conferences.
Those Horizon League bids are going to be important.
You know, but the bottom line is, you're still kind of giving yourself an opportunity here. All right, we'll take the first time out of the day. We'll get you your text messages. You jam up the text line right now, 806-855-3712. Sports-related tattoos, do you have any? Would you get one? What would it take for you to get one? What do you believe to start the week out? And then we'll hand out some Raiderland helmet stickers. Baseball, basketball, we got it all. Conference realignment, expansion, compression, whatever else may be on your mind. 806-855-3712. It's a quick break. Getting the week started. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. It's 11:20. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Rose, who's working with you on President's Day. Should be George Washington Day, but that's beside the point. We're in the Arctic Air Studios. We'll turn morning into afternoon with you fine folks as you listen on ESPN 960 in San Angelo and in Lubbock. Talk 103.9 FM News, Money Sports. Question of the day, sports-related tattoos. The New Mexico State football coach just got one for winning a bowl game. Do any of y'all in the audience listening today have one? What would it take for you to get one? Are you saving yourself for a Texas Tech National Championship? Is there a space reserved, you know, on your arm or wherever for that tattoo? Give us your thoughts on baseball. By the way, they've just tied it up on the all-exciting bases loaded walk. So they are working against Ty Buckner, who gets the ball today for Gonzaga. Gonzaga, I don't think they have the pitching to handle this fourth day. We'll see how this thing goes.
I would also pitch around Austin Green, though.
Yeah, he's kind of hot right now. Of course, you look up and down the line and you go, who's not? And it's been very productive. Give us your thoughts on Texas Tech basketball. Hand out some Raiderland helmet stickers today, 806-855-3712. The texters are on the text line asking, will 7-11 and one conference tourney win make the tournament?
Well, that's literally what I just asked before the break.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the exact scenario.
Literally
that we laid out.
Literally what I just said. But I was also asking if that would work, because that would be the magic number of eight Big 12 wins. And again, you go through all of it. If you win three more games in the regular season, and it's Oklahoma, who hopefully can stay in the top 75 because that's a road game.
Yeah.
And they stay a quad one. Oklahoma State at home will be a quad one. TCU at home will be a quad one. All of those three are really winnable. And if you, well, maybe not really winnable, but yeah, winnable. If you win those three, doesn't matter what happens in Lawrence. If you win one at the Big 12 tournament, I think you have a 70% chance of making the tournament or something.
All right, someone posit the question, could Texas Tech cost the Big 12 eight teams and make it definitely a seven-bid league? That if Texas Tech picks off some of these borderline teams down the stretch and Tech doesn't get in, are they hurting the league or not? We'll see. The nitty-gritty number today is 70. Highest it's been in a long time for Texas Tech.
Yeah, your net is up to 54.
So, good things there. Texters on the text line, 806-855-3712. Texter says, before the Browning brand, the Elk profile was cool. It only took about 7 schooners of beer in 1994 for Matthew Wayne High and me to stagger over to Inkfluence and get inked up. Hunting and fishing are sports, right? Yes, they are. And now I know who was sending in the text.
Yeah.
Texter, I don't have tats, just not my thing, but if Tech was to win a national championship in football or basketball, Ryan, would you get Texas Tech tatted across your knuckles? The answer to that, no.
It's too many letters.
It never fit. I mean, here's the deal for me.
Don't you just do 8 letters on your... You don't do them on your thumbs.
No. You got your 4 and 4. You're out. You're short.
You could put the S on your thumb, I guess.
Yeah. Short answer to that question, no. I don't think there's anything in the world that can make me get a tattoo because I'm deathly afraid of needles.
What about Joey Ball?
Joey Ball?
Cross your knuckles.
That might be misconstrued in so many different ways at so many different places. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm completely out on the tattoo thing. Just the needle alone.
I would not do a hand tattoo.
I'm done with it. Of course, you know, talking sports related, I thought, you know, when I first met my wife, the woman who plays the role of my wife on this radio show, she had a little tattoo down there on her ankle. And I thought, wow. I mean, she's a hardcore 76ers fan. Well, apparently, it's supposed to be like her astrological sign or her name or something in some foreign language or something. Well, it looks like the old 76ers logo.
Yeah.
How many people walking around right now have tattoos that don't say what they think it says? I'm willing to bet there's quite a few.
Ryan, I was in a hot tub one time in college.
Yes, you were.
Some ladies walked up.
Hello, ladies.
With a box of wine.
Nice.
We were chatting. And I said, oh, you have a Bible verse tattoo. What Bible verse is that? She's like, I think it was in Hebrews, early Hebrews.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, what does that say? I'm aware of the Bible. Mm-hmm. And I was aware of the verse.
Yes.
She said a different verse. She did not say the verse that was on her shoulder. It's like, oh, that's awesome.
Bless her heart. A for effort.
Can I have some wine?
Yeah, thanks for bringing the wine. Texter, while I realize that hope is not a strategy, nevertheless, I'm big time hoping that Texas Tech can get in, says washed up guy. Pass there. It's possible.
It legitimately is, and you know, Mike Miles returned. Damian Ball is playing really, really good right now. TCU is going to be a tough out at home, but you were up 12 in Fort Worth. That's a winnable game. Oklahoma, you lost in overtime at home, and Norman is not some juggernaut. They've lost a lot of games there. And then Oklahoma State, I thought you could have won in Stillwater.
Right.
And they just kind of held on at the end. So I think all three of those are really, really winnable, and I would not expect you to win in Lawrence.
No. Could you? Yeah.
You have.
I mean, it's Kansas. Isn't it weird the way we were talking about Kansas and that they are almost completely right now being counted as a number one seed?
Yeah.
And we look at this Kansas team, I think, in the Big 12, within the Big 12 instruction, say one of the more gettable Kansas teams. It may not be so much that Kansas is down, it's just that everybody else 12, yeah. is so good right now.
They lost 3 in a row, which they've never done, right? Or at least not in a long, long time. And they might be the number one overall seed.
Yeah.
If they went out, they probably are.
Yeah, I think so. Hoops HD has them as the top number one right now.
Crazy.
Texter, do road baseball teams have access to the baseball field before or after games? How do they practice, if at all? Asking for myself and father. They do. I mean, obviously, they get infield. You get there early. You can get out on the field, whatever. You've got structured infield that goes on a timing basis. You can get in the cage. Most places, you know, have it where you can get in the cage. Most teams don't work out when they're on the road. They're playing games. They're not working out. But let's say Big 12 play. You get in on a Thursday afternoon. You will go over to the yard. You'll go over to the field. You'll, you know, have a not – In football, you know, we call it a walkthrough.
Yeah.
In baseball,
takes
you just,
BP,
you know, you
get the lay of the land.
Exactly. You get a feel for the park. You get to be out there and then, you know, get there early the next day and get ready to go to work.
When Texas Tech upgrades their facilities in the next year and a half, there will also be, you know, just a huge facility of cages and a little infield and all that stuff where people can get work too.
Yeah, additional mounds to work from, all that wonderful good stuff. By the way, Texas Tech leading right now 2-1 in the top of the second. So Trendon Parrish settling down after the first inning, which it was a catcher's interference that got the leadoff guy on.
Yes, there was, you know, a catcher's interference and two hits in a row. They got a run out of it.
Bottom of the hour break coming up. We'll get back to your text messages on the other side. It's Monday. Let's hand out some Raiderland helmet stickers. Who's getting your recognition, sports or otherwise? What do you believe to be true to start the week? And the question of the day, sports-related tattoos. How many of y'all have a sports-related tattoo out there? And if you don't, what would it take for you to get one? Basketball, baseball, NBA slam dunk. It's a beautiful week to be hanging out with you guys on the radio. 806-855-3712. Quick break. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. It's 11:35. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro, the well-traveled Rob Bro, who got to see a lot of the state of Texas over the last few days. You guys can join the show, 806-855-3712 on the text line. We hang out with you in the Arctic Air Studios, and you listen in San Angelo and points in between on ESPN 960 in Lubbock. Talk 103.9 FM, news, money, sports. Every Monday you tell us what you believe to be true to start the week. This one is no different. Also, Raiderland helmet stickers. Who gets your helmet sticker this week? And then question of the day, New Mexico State football coach got him a tattoo after winning the bowl game. It's big and gaudy. Do any of y'all have sports-related tattoos? And if you don't, what would it take for you to get one? Is there anything that your favorite team, I mean, championship level, it's got to be championship level, right? You got to do that. I see some NFL fans, and they get, like, the Super Bowl trophy for the season upcoming tattooed. Like, what are you doing? 806-855-3712. Big weekend for Tech basketball, men's and women's in action, and then the men obviously getting the win in Tech baseball, 3-0 in action right now at Dan Law. They're up 2-1 right now in the bottom of the second with 2 outs and a runner on first. Texters on that text line, Rob. A plainsman in Dallas says, non-negotiable, I'm tattoo-free. My loved ones will bury my tattoo-less corpse. So there you go. A texter says, I'm giving myself a helmet sticker for my 75-71 Tech versus West Virginia prediction. I guess I can also give one to Jalen Tyson, but his is nowhere near my accomplishment, huh? Keep up the good work, fellas. I don't know. You probably didn't get a chance to catch much of the game. It was one of those games where you kind of kept thinking, somebody's going to go off on a little, you know, 7-10-0 run. And that's going to be it, but it never really played out that way. It just stayed close and close and close in Texas Tech. Again, flipping the script from what had been one of the biggest problems for the program in the you know, early part, mid part of the Big 12 season, they finish again. They're the better team in the closing moments. And that had not been the case. The other thing that I really liked, I got to give Pop Isaacs a sticker, a Raiderland helmet sticker, Rob. He came in. And he wasn't volume guy. He wasn't jacking up everything. He was in the flow of the offense. He was working well with Harmon. He was, you know, and Boccio again not on the floor. AMAC had a tough day shooting, but 10 of 10 at the free throw line will cure everything. We get 12 boards. But I was very impressed working Isaacs in.
Yeah.
And you were as good, if not better, than what you had been while he was out.
I kept trying to tell everyone who was calling him, you know, the reason the offense is bad. No, when Pop Isaacs was last healthy, everyone was doing so poorly. AMAC was not around. You can't have anybody give entry passes because I don't know why. This team is just not good at it. Nobody was shooting.
Yeah.
Davion Harmon was not Davion Harmon 3 weeks ago that he's been in the last 2 weeks.
No.
Jalen Tyson has been much better, and those two guys really stepped up when Pop got hurt. I don't know if everyone was just content with Pop Isaacs being the guy, but it's much better, and this team is way better when you can have three guys and not just one.
And I will still maintain, and I'm not glad he got hurt. Please don't read into this anything that I'm saying wrong about that. You know, I hated to see that. But one of the byproducts of being out injured is you sit there and you watch, and that's something that he had not had a chance to do. He'd been thrown onto that court from day one, and he got to be over there with Mark Adams, with Steve Green. He got to be over there and see extended minutes, and I have to wonder if for a young guy, you know, if you're a junior or senior, you don't necessarily need that, really. But for a young guy, I think that's really important. I think that really benefit.
I just, from everything I've heard about Pop Isaacs, you know, behind the scenes and off the court, he just, everything that characterizes him as selfish or, as one guy put it on Twitter and got roasted for, a cancer on the floor,
mm-hmm.
It's just the opposite. I mean, Pop Isaacs is a really well put together kid, and he's going to be really good for Texas Tech if he's still here in a couple of years.
And I agree with you. I think it was what we saw on the volume was a byproduct of nothing else was going on.
Yeah.
There was no offense.
Nobody was moving. Nobody was shooting. That was a really rough patch for Texas Tech, and I think obviously they were pressing because they were 0-4, 0-5, 0-6, 0-7, 0-8. Kind of freaking out there.
Yeah. Texters are on the text line, 806-855-3712. Texter says, I think the thing Tech has going for them is they play in the Big 12, the best competition in the league. They have played against the most ranked teams this season more than any other team. Also, if they finish out the season with a win streak. With that being said, they still have a mountain to climb, and I'll believe it when I see it.
100%.
Kind of sums up my feelings right there.
But, you know, we'd been saying that about home wins, and then you did it twice in a row, three times in a row.
Yeah.
And then we were saying it about, well,
go do it on the road.
You haven't done it on the road. I'll believe it when I see it. And we believed it this weekend because we saw it.
Yeah.
So,
and that's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, and you can sit there and say all those things, and I agree with the texter because it is still a monumental huge, would be one of the most amazing turnarounds in the history of expanded NCAA tournament play for a team out of a major conference to go from where they were to getting in. And I agree, the only place you could do that is in the Big 12. This year.
Yeah, and you get potentially, let's say, an 8-9 matchup that's going to be a quad one matchup in the Big 12 tournament. If you're Rutgers at the bottom of the Big 10 tournament and you're trying to fight back to relevance, you have to go win that Big 10 tournament because you don't have opportunities.
No.
But if you're 6-12 at the end of Big 12 play and you're Texas Tech, and you can go get to the finals of the Big 12 tournament, you're going to have three extra huge wins.
And that's why it is possible, but it's also monumentally hard.
Oh, yeah. It's not going to be easy.
Robert texts in, says,
I think is what you were trying to say.
I don't know. He says, I don't believe in tattoos. I've seen them, Robert.
Yeah, they exist.
They do exist. Yeah. I have seen them. They're there. Got to get out more.
Even tattoos.
2-1 Tech, by the way, working in the top of the third with one out.
This game is going quickly.
Yes, it is. They got a plane to catch.
Yeah.
Hence the reason it was moved up. Texter says, I'm giving Fardos a helmet sticker for free throws in the final minutes. Free throws all day. Free throws in the final minutes? Yeah. Let's see. Where are we? I've got so many windows open, Rob, right now, trying to find the box score. That it's a monumental task. I don't know that I have the PDF in front of me, so apologize on that.
What were you trying to find?
Oh, just the box score from Saturday for basketball. There we go. It ought to show up here in the next 5 to 10 minutes. Knowing this computer, it should be no problem on that front. Now, I was going to look at some of the other numbers in the box score, but that's okay. Texter on the text line. So either San Diego State is fixing to join the pack, or we are merging, or both conferences will just throw in the towel and play cricket only. Can you make six sense? I can't. What day is it? Is it Monday? Can you make sense of all these wild rumors? Yeah, okay, real quick. Over the weekend, San Diego State AD tells somebody at a swimming and diving meet, we have an invite to join the Pac-12. I fully believe that is factual.
Yes.
Jason Shear reports it. That's on the table. SMU doesn't have the votes yet, according to multiple different sources. You know they would go. Pete Thamel today, writing at ESPN.com, probably paints the clearest picture, in addition to Dennis Dodd, that George Kliakoff don't have the money. He can't feed them. The Amazon streaming, they only want a game out of the Pac-12. They don't want a bunch of games. ESPN's lowballing them. Kliakoff, many people believe, has opened channels to Brett Yormark, trying to do this merger thing one more time, to which I hope Brett Yormark says, not a chance in hell. No. Don't want a merger. Don't want to have anything to do with San Diego State. The play for the Big 12 right now is to watch the Pac-12 limp to the pay window, see the $18 million that they're going to get from ESPN, watch them offer teams to give them a pro rata share, which means they won't pay SMU or San Diego State full value. And then after that happens, you can say once again to the four schools you would most like to have, which most people believe, Arizona State, and then probably Utah and Colorado, that it's that four-corner region that Yormark would be happy to get. Gives him his time zone, gives him Southern California, and that's all he really needs. And there you go. That's it. I don't think there's going to be a merger. Why? You know who doesn't want a merger? ESPN doesn't want a merger.
No.
They don't want all of those teams under the heading of the Big 12. The ESPN people, pay attention. They're killing the Pac-12. They're finishing off what Kevin Warren and the Big Ten started, and ESPN is going to kill them off. Because they don't need them.
You're either going to have the Pac-12 stay intact
for 5 years,
and add you know, 8 Mountain West schools and get to 16, or you're going to have the top schools go to the Big 12. I mean, those are the only two options right now.
Yes.
There's no option on the table where the Big 12 and Pac-12 are merging.
Mm-mm.
2 years ago, maybe. But at this point, again, why pay 35 for everyone when you could pay 25 for the Pac-12 right now?
Oh, they're going to pay less. The number that will come out will be in the teens, I assure
you. And it's going to be full ESPN Plus.
Yeah. Texters are on the text line, 806-855-3712. Question of the day, sports-related tattoos. Do you have any? If you do, what are they? If you don't, what would it take for you to get one? Also, what do you believe to be true to start the week? I've got one, probably held on until the second hour. Then Raiderland helmet stickers always being handed out on Mondays for those who deserve a little recognition, sports or otherwise. Texter, it's officially baseball season, and therefore it's also once again the continuing education of, quote, football guy season as well. Here's an FYI about football guy. He's also a football guy during football season. Perhaps some words of encouragement could help football guys see the light at the end of the tunnel as a good thing, as opposed to his fear that it's an oncoming train. Helmet stickers to all the area playoff basketball teams and all the good people willing to fill the role of officials. Well, I got no love for officials. Speak for yourself. 806-855-3712. Football guy was freaking out Friday. Triple to start the game. Runner comes in and scores. All over. This team's going nowhere.
Yeah, Kyle Robinson, obviously a rough start, but I still have high hopes for him. And anybody who's not in the starting rotation, obviously you can't have six starters all year. Wow. Oh.
Well, you can have six. You can have six starters because you need two midweeks. You need six starters. It's just you're only going to have three Big 12 guys start.
Right. Well, there'd be five starters.
Yeah.
With two midweeks, because you're not going to have four game series all year. You have three game series and then two midweeks. You need 7-8 starters through the year, though,
yes,
is what
you
I was
do.
Getting to. And if you don't have a six starter rotation all year, Kyle Robinson, Trendon Parrish, Brendan Gurton, whoever's not in the three, are going to be valuable, valuable bullpen pieces, and then you'll probably find other guys for the midweek, or Trenton Parrish is going to be in the midweek, whatever it is. It's, you have a lot of arms.
Yeah.
A lot of arms that are going to be quality for you.
All right, do up the timeout, working our way through hour number one of two. Texas Tech and Gonzaga tied up now at two, top of the third there at Danlaw Field with two down. 806-855-3712. Sports-related tattoos. If you got one, let us know. If you don't, what would it take for you to get one for your favorite team? Basketball, baseball, helmet stickers. A lot of things going on today. 806-855-3712. Quick break. We'll finish up hour number one of two strong. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
On Talk 1340, check out VSiN's catalog of original podcasts, daily and weekly programming to keep you in the know when you're on the go. Only at VSIN.com. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
March Madness on the horizon. Looking at the futures odds to win the 2023 NCAA Men's Basketball National Championship. Houston leads the way plus 700. Alabama plus 850. The Crimson Tide, not too long ago, were a plus $2,500 bet. Purdue plus 1,200, along with the Kansas Jayhawks. UCLA a plus $1,300 bet. At the NBA All-Star break, the Celtics are the favorite to win the NBA title this season, plus 325, followed by plus 480 Phoenix, plus 550 Milwaukee, Denver plus 800, the Clippers plus 1200, the Sixers plus 1400. Get the latest lines and more at vsin.com.
Final segment, hour number one of two. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Got you till one in the Arctic Air Studios here on President's Day. ESPN 960 San Angelo, Talk 103.9 FM, News, Money, Sports in Lubbock. Rob Bro Show rolls your way from one to two, so stick around. Sports-related tattoos, the question of the day. Mexico State coach got one. Would you do it? What would it take? Do you have one already for your favorite team? Hand out those helmet stickers, and then we got baseball, basketball, and everything else ongoing right now. Texter says, helmet stickers to Pop for passing the ball up the floor, and Tyson run the floor hard. Best transition offense we've had. And said Tech contributed its formula for success. Continued. Out-rebounded West Virginia 39-26. Two fewer turnovers. Made more free throws than they attempted, 14-7. And significant advantage in points in the paint. Yeah. Great summation. This team downhill, get the ball to the rack. Man, get it to the rim. Attack. And then, you know, if you'd want to dump it off to AMAC or you just want to get the rebound second shot, do it. Texter, I think Tech's defense has really improved this past month. It certainly has looked more like a no-middle defense. Another texter, heard a couple national guys say Texas Tech has to win three of four down the stretch of regular season to have a shot. What does your bracket guy say? Right now, our bracket people are, we'll call you when it gets to that point. That right now, Texas Tech isn't a bubble team. Texas Tech isn't on the bubble to be a bubble team. Texas Tech is barely in the conversation of being on the radar because of the monumental task it would take. So again, long story short, you can only lose one more, I think, regular season game in the Big 12. And then you've got to win. In my mind, I think you have to win two. Because you will play on Wednesday. You know, 7, 8, 9, 10 seeds all play on Wednesday. Then you will play the next day. I think you've got to get two to have a chance. Now, to continue this conversation, Texas Tech has to keep on winning. A killer would be, Rob, let's say you only lose one, but you lose one to Oklahoma. Does a Kansas win offset that? That if you lose in Norman, but you come back and beat Kansas and Allen Fieldhouse? Because, I mean, that's the deal coming up tomorrow.
Right.
You've, again, back against the wall, you've got to win on the road.
I'll say this. If you lose in Norman, I think you need to win your last three.
Yeah.
if you win tomorrow, I think you can go 2-1 or 1-2 to finish the year and be fine, as fine as you are now.
Yeah.
But this one is really important. You can't lose this one.
No.
Winning this one doesn't do a ton.
It just buys
you
time.
Losing this one hurts you.
Yeah.
This would be the worst loss. It's not the best win, but it would be the worst loss.
Agreed. Texter says, so if SMU and San Diego State get in the Pac-12, wouldn't that mean a new contract and no one will leave? Well, not necessarily. Because you could have a school like Arizona or a school like Arizona State look at that new confluence and say, we don't want to be a part of that. And if the contract's not going to be any good anyways.
Right.
So it doesn't matter.
Now, if those two join, they would be joining under a new media rights deal. But that deal has not been found or signed yet.
No.
So if those two want to join, there is ample opportunity. It's actually the perfect opportunity for anyone else to leave because it would be a reworked deal. Not reworked, a brand new deal.
I think what's interesting, again, depending on the reporting that you're reading, that George Kliakoff, I think, was operating under the idea that they needed more content, i.e. games, i.e.
Yeah.
more members.
Inventory.
And then they come back and Amazon basically, allegedly, you know, tells them, no, we don't want all your games. We just want one or two.
Right, one a week.
We're not looking for inventory. That's not what we're looking for. ESPN certainly is not looking for the inventory of paying San Diego State and SMU, even on a reduced share. There's no reason for them to.
And again, they already have them.
Yeah, locked up. Texter says, I have a teal outlined by orange, number 13 tattoo. Dan Marino fan, anyone? I'm assuming?
I would say.
I'm guessing. Oh, no. We have bad news. On or on? We have a home run.
Yeah, that was a blast over the visiting bullpen there. Oppo Taco, number 13. For Gonzaga.
All right, so Johnson homers to left field. It's tied at 2 now, top of the 4th.
That was a blast.
Golly, that you gig. Don't even really give that one a look. All right, 1 hour in. They were flying out there at the lawn today. Get your helmet stickers in. Tell us what you believe to be true to start the week. Tech basketball, baseball, what do you want to talk about? 806-855-3712. Quick break. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, a presentation of the Texas Town Square Media Network. Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland.
Barbecue, huh? How do you like your ribs?
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland.
Welcome back. Hour number 2, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Congrats to us. We've done it again. We turn morning into afternoon with you fine folks listening in on ESPN 960 in San Angelo and in Lubbock. Talk 103.9 FM. News, money, sports. Coming to you from the Arctic Air Studios till 1 o'clock. Then it is the Rob Bro Show on Talk 103.9 FM. At Rob Bro Show on Twitter, one-third of the Gambling Gauchos. Me, I'm just Ryan Hyatt at Ryan Hyatt Media on Twitter. We hope you follow both of us. And I come back later on, 6:30 in the evening. We call it the Daily Broadcast. Fun, interactive online presentation. So follow us on Twitter at Ryan Hyatt Media and then my website, theraiderland.com, where we try to archive as much as we can for you. What do you believe this week? We ask you that question every Monday. Also, you get to hand out some Raiderland helmet stickers to people deserving a little bit of respect and recognition. And then the question of the day in honor of the New Mexico State football coach getting the tattoo after the bowl win finally paid off that bet. Oh, you guys thought I was serious? Oh, Well, okay. Sports-related tattoos. Do you have any in our audience have a sports-related tattoo? If you do, we want to know about it. If you don't, are you reserving a spot? Are there any Tech fans that have a spot reserved that if Tech wins a national championship and in football, baseball, basketball, whatever, there's something reserved for that? 806-855-3712. Texters, Rob on the text line, says, yes, a Minnesota Vikings tattoo in honor of my dad when he passed away. I'm sorry to hear about the passing of your dad. It's a cool way to, I don't know if he was a Minnesota Vikings fan, if he was an actual Viking. That'd be cool. Or maybe just Norse descent. Text right here that 4 out of 5 plus an appearance in the Big 12 tournament would be a lock. Quote from CBS Sports HQ, says Robert. No.
It's not a lock, but Brett Torvik, the T-Rank, all that stuff, I think has it at 70% chance, which I don't think is lock territory. I think 85% maybe is lock territory. But
again, because you've got so much going on.
Right, stolen bids.
Around you that you cannot control, that Tech would be the epitome of the team that would be on that line getting knocked out that way.
If Oklahoma State loses out, and you win 4 of 5 into the tournament, then I would say it's a lock.
Yeah.
Because you would take their bid.
Yeah, you need somebody to completely take themselves out of contention, maybe in the Big 12.
Right.
I.e. the Cowboys.
Because you are
West Virginia skid that just sinks them here at the end.
You are certainly a lock as a conference to have 7 bids.
Yeah. That's going to happen.
The never referenced, but only because it's relevant, Joe Lunardi said this weekend that 8 bids was a strong possibility for the Big 12. But again, that's Texas Tech or West Virginia getting into that 8 role instead of somebody else.
Texter says, Rob, can you play Return of the Mac for Mac McClung and his, I'm going to read it, his voice text came in, his duck contest win?
Sure.
That NBA duck contest was fantastic.
Yeah.
And absolutely, Mac McClung gets the helmet sticker this week. He wears his high school jersey.
That was awesome.
He was the odds-on favorite to win it in the betting markets by the time it went off. You could have gotten him earlier in the week for like plus 300, maybe plus 200. But everybody saw that storyline coming. And quite frankly, the dunk contest may have saved the All-Star weekend for the NBA, as many people ripped what happened last night as the worst NBA All-Star game of all time. For those who don't know, they chose up sides an hour before, live TV, and then they went in and they played this sort of game that was just really not good. And, I mean, NBA people ripping it. NBA people, not me, NBA people. But the feel-good story was McClung. Hey, Rob, wouldn't it have been fun to have seen some of that when he was in a Texas Tech uniform instead of being shackled to the three-point line under Chris Beard?
And that's, you know, we talked about that last night in the game with the Gauchos. The Mac McClung story has been so interesting because the Instagram star, Mac McClung,
the guy you thought you high were school, getting.
No, coming, even no, well, back to high school.
Okay, yeah.
The Instagram star Mac McClung goes to Georgetown, and he wasn't really that flashy at Georgetown either. And you kind of think, well, did he lose the bounce? I don't remember a single incredible dunk, but he was just playing his role. And that is a really underrated aspect of Mac McClung because people just think of Instagram star Mac McClung, who was crazy in high school, as the guy he is now, but he is a team player and will do what he is asked to do.
And he did.
And did it well at Texas Tech.
I wish he would have been asked to dunk more and attack more.
Yes.
Downhill Mac would have been a fun thing to watch, would it not?
Absolutely.
My goodness.
And he's dropping 40 in the G League multiple times. The 76ers. He's
got him on a two-way now with them.
He's going to play with them the rest of the year, hopefully.
He got a shoe contract.
Got a shoe contract with Puma.
That's a good week. So let's recap. Let's recap 2023, shall we? Texas Tech University, celebrating 100 years of creation.
Check.
Right after that, Patrick Mahomes, Super Bowl MVP. Well, actually, before that, Zach Thomas becomes first professional football Hall of Famer from Texas Tech. Mahomes wins his second Super Bowl and second Super Bowl MVP.
And second NFL MVP.
And second NFL MVP. You have the reigning slam dunk champion in the NBA, who doesn't even play in the NBA, mostly. And now I'm looking down to Arlington and going, hey, no pressure, Josh Young, but where's the Rookie of the Year award coming from this year to keep this thing going?
Yeah.
I mean, if we had somebody from Tech in the NHL, I know who's winning the Stanley Cup.
Right.
I mean, if I were an NHL team, I would find the best former Tech club player. Surely we got a goon out there somewhere.
Surely.
That could be out there and just, you know, pick a fight. And I would get that guy on the team. There's something going on here. Texter on the text line. Sounds like the Pac-12 is the knight in the Holy Grail saying it's a mere flesh wound.
It's exactly what it is.
Yeah. And it's flying apart at the seams there. George Kliakoff. And I'll say again, I don't know if I blame Kliakoff for being in over his head. They're the ones who hired him. They hired him at a time when the landscape was such that they knew what was coming down the pipe.
Yeah.
And I think he's done the bidding of the intellectuals in the Pac-12,
but,
and not the sports people.
I think Bob Bowlesby was a bad commissioner. I think the Pac-12 job is a bad job. Kliakoff was absolutely handcuffed in what he could do.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. I don't hold him completely blameless, but I do think that it was the arrogance in the atmosphere of the ivy-colored halls of the Pac-12 CEOs and presidents,
right,
and not Kliakoff. And now this is what they've reaped.
Well, if you listen to that first kind of run, right, if you go all the way back to when Texas and Oklahoma were leaving,
right,
it seemed like Kliakoff was way open to poaching the Big 12
and
got shut down. So I really don't put a ton of blame on Kliakoff. That guy is absolutely hamstrung out there, and I don't think he would be a great commissioner in another league.
No.
But that's an impossible job.
Yeah.
And part of the reason why the Pac-12 needs to die.
Agreed. Texter wants to know, if you were to guess, does Don Williams or one Collier on TV have more sports-related tattoos, and where are they located? Immediately, I'm going with Collier. I can see him with, big old Boomer Sooner across his back, going from shoulder blade to shoulder blade. Don wouldn't have the patience to get a tattoo.
Very small one.
Gonna do what? No. I don't think so. Let's see. Texter says, so getting no PAC teams would be better than a full merger. Yes! Am I not explaining this well enough, Rob? Yes, getting no teams from the Pac-12, if you were the Big 12 right now, is much better than a full merger. Absolutely, 100%. Because you don't need them right now. You're paid. You're in the playoff. You have everything you need. And you know what? If the Pac-12 stays together here in 4 or 5 years, if you want to pick off a couple, you can, because they'll be ready to go. But no. You do not. No, you don't. Yes. No Pac-12 teams is better than a full merger. Yes. Texter, if I was an owner or player on any of the Dallas Metroplex pro sports teams, I would get their tattoo. Other than that, I would not get one. So we're going to put you down as a maybe. Because you never know when you could find yourself an owner or a player on one of the Metroplex teams. Will Tech play UT and OU in basketball in 2024? Yes. That coming year, the 23-24 academic year, will be the end and the wrap-up. Now, I say, they will still be playing. Now, I have no idea what the schedule is going to look like. I would assume you're going to play everybody in the Big 12 in basketball, and we may go back to the deal like we had in the early years of the Big 12, where you had north-south divisions, you played everybody in the south home and home, and then you would play one team, each team from the north once. So one year you're up there, the next year they came back to your place, rinse, repeat, do all of that. Well, not sure what the structure is going to look like for basketball. As much as we have talked about football and the scheduling models and everything else for that, with the expanded Big 12, basketball gets to be a little bit sticky as well. You know, how many non-conference games are you willing to compromise? Or do you want to play a true round robin against everybody in the league as you expand? Don't know. Don't know what they're going to value. Texter, what carries more weight regarding the number of Big 12 tourney teams? Upsets in the mid-major tourneys, regular season records of Big 12 teams? Both. And again, they will tell you over and over and over, leagues don't get bids. Teams get bids. Leagues don't get bids. But it helps when you play in a better league, and all that good stuff is wonderful. But no, they don't. It will be that eighth team potentially out of the Big 12 will be pitted up against a slew of similar teams around the country. And once more, if the Horizon League, I don't even know who's leading it right now, but if there's an upset in one of those smaller conferences, and clearly a team should be in, that they're in the metric, they'll get in, and that hurts you. They'll take you out. They'll have a better resume than you, even from a smaller, lesser great conference. But the answer is both. On during tournament week, it's going to be both of those things that will matter greatly. All right, do have the timeout, 806-855-3712 to text in. Sports-related tattoos, the question of the day. Do you have any? If so, what do you have? Would you get one? What would it take for you to get one? We'll update Texas Tech and Gonzaga, the fourth and final game of that series. We're handing out Raiderland helmet stickers, basketball, baseball, and anything else on your mind. 806-855-3712. Quick break. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
Sports.
It's 12:21. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Got you till 1 o'clock in the Arctic Air Studios on ESPN 960 in San Angelo. 1 to 2, it's the Rob Bro Show coming your way after we're done on Talk 103.9 FM News, Money, Sports, and the Hubaplex. It's President's Day, in case you didn't know. What do you believe this week? Anything you believe you need to tell us? Can't run around all willy-nilly. Raiderland helmet stickers being handed out. A lot of different things. I've still got several on my list. And then Tech men's basketball winning in West Virginia sets up a massive. They're all massive. Every game you play is big now. As somebody said, smarter than me, hey, basically Tech's in the postseason right now. That they got to win just about. They got to win every game, survive in advance. That even saying, hey, with one loss, you know, 70% chance. If you do, you really want to chance that? I don't think you do. Tech baseball down 3-2 going top of the fifth to Gonzaga right now at Dan Law Field. We'll keep up with that for you. Just one earned run today by the Zags as catcher's interference and a fielding error led to another run. 3-2 Gonzaga, top of the fifth. All right, Texter's on the text line. Texter says, even McClung winning the slam dunk contest as a low point. Well-known name didn't win it. It's time to do away with the dunk contest, if that's the case. I don't know. Everybody seemed to disagree. Everybody seemed to like it. I mean, my goodness, those were good dunks. He went back to the choreographed stuff, too. You know, went back to the fun dunks.
Yes.
The creative dunks.
I mean,
we'll look back 20 years from now, and they'll say, remember the day Mac McClung saved the dunk contest.
Yeah. Completely disagree with the thought process there. I think they should get more guys out of the G League, more guys that are just dunk specialists, and make it an event.
Yeah.
If there aren't big names that want to come dunk, who needs the big names? It's an event.
Yeah, bring in Dude Perfect.
Well, those guys
bring in the
dunk.
Bud Light Daredevils. Set up a trampoline. I don't care.
Yeah.
If it's going to be a show,
yes,
make it a show.
And if it's not for anything, if it's not for home field advantage or anything else, and it's not, have the NBA players play with celebrities.
Yeah.
They're not getting hurt. They're not playing defense. No. They're just playing around.
Yeah. Completely revamp it.
Yeah.
Or end it.
Yeah. Or just, I mean, you can keep...
I mean, in a league of load management, give everybody 3 days off.
Yeah. Well, you can keep a ton of it.
Yeah.
You can keep the dunk contest. You can keep the three-point. You can keep the skills. Just don't play the game.
Yeah. We'll live. Everybody will get over it. 806-855-3712. Texter says, I assume about the Pac-12. Should they turn the league into a Power 4 league instead of Power 5, have four big conferences with about 15 teams in each conference?
Welcome to the program.
I'm just going to see. Assume new listener. Hyatt, congratulations on continuing the rare feat of turning morning into afternoon. Tech planned all the centennial events around the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl. I was there. I have been in Dr. Skuvenick's office. I have seen the book that was put together, and everything is falling into place. Everything is working out according to plan. That's why I'm buying Josh Young futures for Rookie of the Year. I'm not going to tell you how to invest, you know, but I'm telling you there's a plan in place, and it's all coming together. You won't believe what's going to happen next month. March is going to be amazing as part of that deal. Texter says, I got two Denver Bronco tats, one old school D and the new, and the other one's the new logo. You know what I find interesting is that we hadn't had a single person tell us they have a Dallas Cowboys tattoo. Not a single person. Of all the different sports-related tattoos, that's what we're talking about right now. The New Mexico State coach got one for winning a horrible bowl game. I need to go back and look and make sure. I'm hoping that thing's, like, temporary. I don't think it is, though.
No, it's not.
Sports-related tattoos, do you have one? And what would it take for you to get one? Is there anything that would rise to the level as a fan of a team, whatever it may be, that you go, all right, I've been on the edge. I'm going to go ahead and get one.
Again, I said this in the first hour, but I really think I would need a predetermined path. Like, I wouldn't just go get one spur of the moment. I would do like the bowl coach, Coach Kill.
Yeah.
I would say, hey, if this happens, I'll do this. Like, if you win a national championship, I'll do this. And it would be a preseason thing. And
I think for me at this point in my life, even with the fear of needles, and I can say this because it's not going to happen. If my son played in the NFL, right?
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. I'd get, you know, the number in the logo or something, right? I can throw that out there. I think I'm safe right now.
Yeah.
I think I'm fairly
safe. Maybe a full back.
Just the whole
just
back.
Just the jersey.
Yeah.
Hyatt.
It would be
52.
Can't be traded. Have to recolorize it every time as a new team. Oh, man. Yeah, I think I'm okay. Texter, was it last year's baseball team that had problems sweeping teams? Maybe got one late, if I remember correctly. Want the sweep today. Yes. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, you had trouble on Sundays last year.
Sunday starters were the challenge. I think they.
But you.
What was it? They only won like two Sunday starts all year in conference?
You struggled. The last two opening weekends in Arlington.
Yes.
I think you were 0-3 and 1-2.
Yeah, I mean, you started the year the last couple of years underwater.
Yeah, even going back to the Oregon series, Oregon? When they came in, I think you won
three and four.
Well, they canceled the last one.
So it was 2-1.
But you got blown up the first day, and then Bryce Bonin got blown up, and then you won that game like 12-11.
Yeah.
So. It's already been a great weekend. Obviously, you want the sweep, but...
I'll take 3 out of 4.
Absolutely.
All year long.
That's what Ron Washington used to say. You don't have to win every series. You don't have to sweep every series. You have to win every series.
Yeah, I'll take it. Take it every single time. That's the continuing education for Football Guy right there.
Right.
Football Guy, it was Friday night. Football Guy had a rough night around the country. You know, on opening day, there were some top 25 upsets and everything else. Like, Tennessee Football Guy was freaking out this weekend.
Well, Texas football guy is going to be really struggling. Yeah. Wait, who did Arkansas beat like 18-1?
Oklahoma State.
And then Missouri beat TCU.
Yeah.
In Arlington, Missouri is the worst team in Arlington for sure.
Yeah.
And they beat TCU.
Bottom of the hour break. Give you a chance to jam up that text line with your text messages. 806-855-3712. Got to use the 806. Goes to the angry man in Florida. He won't respond. 806-855-3712. When we come back, I'll tell you what I believe to be true to start the week. We want your sports-related tattoos. Any Cowboy fans got one? And then hand out the helmet stickers. Baseball, basketball on your mind. We're here for you. 806-855-3712. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
Fine.
It's 12:35. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro taking you till 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios. Rob Bro Show comes your way from 1 to 2, Monday through Friday, Talk 103.9 FM here in Lubbock. If you're listening on San Angelo's ESPN 960, download the app so you can keep right on listening and participating on the text line with the Rob Bro Show. It's Overreaction Monday coming up. We have so many things to overreact to. I can't wait. 806-855-3712. Ask you, what do you believe to be true to start the week? You must believe in something. You can't just wander around not believing in nothing. You got to know something on a Monday. And we hand out the coveted Raiderland helmet stickers. Who deserves a little recognition out of your world? Men's basketball winners, can they possibly get there to the NCAA tournament? It'll start tomorrow or continue or however you want to phrase it when they go to Oklahoma. And then Texas Tech baseball right now in the fifth, two down in the bottom of the inning, down 3-2 to Gonzaga. I'll say this. Nice little uniform matchup this weekend. Gonzaga today rolling out in kind of the 1970s twins, robin's egg blue type, you know, Cardinals type look.
Yep.
But their colors lend themselves to it. They're not stealing it, you know, from somebody else. Tech today going with the kind of vanilla white throwback almost, where it says Texas Tech in script across the front. Unfortunately, though, they're wearing red hats. And I can't get behind red hats.
Well, that's the... You don't like that hat?
No, no.
With the flat white double T?
No. No. You end up looking like a fire hydrant.
I think it looks good.
I'm not a fan of the red hat. Black hat all the time. Only the black hat. Texter, as we're talking today, sports-related tattoos. Do you have one? What would it take for you to get one? No tats on me, but for six-figure NIL type money, I might. What is it? You just go get a sponsor logo, right? Like, I'm sure people do that. Get a sponsor logo. Texter, how much did Skuvenek win at Binion's Bossier City on the Chiefs Super Bowl win? I have no idea. He doesn't strike me as a wagering fellow. You know? Maybe he is. He just doesn't strike me.
Maybe, yeah.
I don't know.
He's surprised sometimes.
Texas Tech trying to get into the bullpen a little bit against Ty Buckner right now. Buckner on the day. Now they are. Okay, they're in the bullpen. They've got Graham Payton coming in. So Ty Buckner has been chased in the fifth after going 4 2/3, giving up 4 hits, 3 runs, all earned, 6 walks, 3 Ks, facing 24 batters. 100 pitches, Rob. Ain't got no stinking pitch count here in Gonzaga. We mock and make fun of your pitch count. It's a nice day, for those wondering. It's mid-60s. Now, the wind is howling out, but I think it's moving more towards center with a due west wind coming out there at Danlaw Field, which, by the way, the pitching performances that we saw by Gerton, Molina, and Blessy, which sounds like a really good law firm, too, highlighted by them having to face some high winds. And if you made a mistake and a guy got a hold of it, it was really easy to lose one and leave the yard the first 3 games of this series. That impressed me as much as anything on what we saw there. 806-855-3712. We get your thoughts on Texas Tech baseball. What's impressed you the most over the first weekend and now the final four game, of this series going on out at Danlaw? The men winning 78-72, the return of Pop Isaacs for the Red Raiders. And it certainly, if you were worried about reintegrating into the offense, it didn't hold Texas Tech back particularly. This game was played right about the pace we thought it would be. I had it 71-63. I thought it was going to be close. And I had it West Virginia getting, you know, a couple of free throws late. That was going to be the margin maker. But it really played up to that script. Neither team really taking major control. Tech just doing what they needed to do at the end. And we probably haven't said enough, Rob, about the game that Fardos Amak figured out a way to contribute on a day when he wasn't shooting it well. That, I go back to something that Marcia Sharp, she was a pretty good basketball coach at Texas Tech, for those who don't know. And she would use the line quite a bit of, you know, there are things you can control, there are things you can't. You can't always control how well you're going to shoot the ball. You just can't. Some days you're going to be on fire. Some days it doesn't matter. You're just not. But you can control rebounding. You can control free throws. And you can control defense. Those things are controllable every game. Shooting is not. And Amak controlled the things he could control. Check off the rebounding, 10-10 at the stripe. Pretty good defense. I don't have the plus minus in front of me, but he did what he needed to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And anytime you finish with 14-12, I don't care how you get there. That's a good day, especially in a win.
100%. So he definitely deserves the helmet sticker on that. And I'll tell you one thing. These guys are still grinding. If there was any question about, you know, where is this team with the locker room during the losing streak, where is this team with Mark Adams, whatever, that the individual players are going out there and playing hard.
Yeah, they never weren't.
You know, that question, that it would, you know, that hadn't happened. Shatek Baseball says a texter wear rope high hats that Trump made famous, and now every bro wears, and maybe even bro. Do you have a rope on your hat today?
No. Trump did not make those famous.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's for. I mean, obviously he had the Make America Great Again hat, but
yeah, those were already
those were a thing and already back. There's a reason he did them.
Right,
they were already the style.
I don't think I could get behind
those ropes.
I think some of them had them.
Yeah, I don't.
Most of them were solid red.
Yeah,
if I remember.
No, that is not the style. It would not be comfortable, and it would not stay on in the field.
No, wouldn't be good. Wouldn't be a good look. The black with the real double T. It's all you need.
And you want a fitted hat. You don't want a snapback rope hat.
No, I mean this ain't beer league softball.
No,
this is big time Big 12 softball. Baseball.
Pardon. I would wear them, and I have one.
Yeah.
I have lots of rope hats.
They look great.
And I don't have rope hats because Donald Trump wore a rope hat. Nothing against Donald Trump, but that's not how I choose my hats. Yeah.
What is the presidential candidate's hat going to look like this year?
Yeah, I don't know that.
It must get me seven.
I don't know that Trump's fashion is exactly in my wheelhouse, but I guess I could wear some khaki pants and tuck in my polos as well.
Texas Tech, by the way, has tied it up now, three apiece, bottom of the fifth, two out, and one on as Hudson White doubling to left center. So White gets the pinch hit, and Cash comes in and scores. Cash been a nice pickup coming up from Austin. This team in just three and a half games or whatever is showing me that they have a lot of different possible combinations and depth, another base hit. And it's going to be 4-3 Texas Tech. So you're getting some two-out runs here in the fifth after you chase the starter and get into that bullpen, which they'd already had to use quite a bit in the first three games. This, to me, was the key today. Whenever you got to their bullpen, I felt like Texas Tech could open up this game.
Back-to-back doubles there. And a lot of freshmen playing really well this weekend. Good sign.
Got to see Burns over the weekend, the young man who should be playing high school baseball right now.
Right.
Who graduated early and got here. And he looks like a full-grown man until you see his face and you go, oh, man, he got the baby face action going on there. And it just a startling reminder that this is a guy who's going to start at times for a top 25 Big 12 or, you know, college baseball team. And one of the best teams in the Big 12. And he could be playing high school baseball right now. that he's that age. I knew it was. I knew college baseball was back this weekend because my timeline was a beautiful mix, Rob, of college baseball, NASCAR. By the way, helmet sticker to Ricky Stenhouse Jr., who gets the elusive Daytona 500 in a dreadfully boring race yesterday. But it had college baseball. It had all that. It had basketball. And I knew today even more that we're there because Kendall Rogers, D1Baseball.com, our favorite website, the only poll we pay attention to in the only power ranking, not only is he on tomorrow on the show, but he's already having to defend the first poll of the regular season from people going, how can you justify not dropping Tennessee farther after they go 1-2 over the weekend? How can you have them where they are? It's like, well, they actually, you know, went out and played some people. They had a tough series against a good opponent, and they weren't sitting there playing a bunch of tomato cans.
That ball right there did not go out, but that might have been 1,000 feet in the air at the warning track. Good grief. Inning over, though, at 4-3, bottom of the, or the top of the sixth coming up, I guess.
Yeah. So get the lead back and let's see.
Three hard hit balls to finish that inning.
Brandon Beckel, it looks like, is going to return for another inning of work. He's gone 1 2/3 since coming on in relief with a walk, 2 strikeouts, facing 7 batters. Again, this wind is howling out today. Hey, you get something lost in the jet stream, you're going to have to be incredibly careful if you are a pitcher today. But, hey, that's living life sometimes in the early part of the season. Not just around here. You get that kind of weather all around the country that you're battling the elements in the beginning. 806-855-3712, the text line. We ask you every Monday, you can tell us, what do you believe to be true? We hand out Raiderland helmet stickers. And today, we're asking on the question of the day, in honor of the New Mexico State coach who gets the bowl game win and then the bowl game tattoo over the weekend, do you have a sports tattoo? How many people in our audience have a sports-related tattoo celebrating your favorite team? And if you don't, what would it take for you to get one? 806-855-3712. Texter says, I'm a 49er. Congratulations. And if we would have made the Super Bowl, I was going to get stamped on the arm. My wife instantly turned into an Eagles fan. 49er fans getting all tatted up, man. That's all right. Still, not a single Dallas Cowboy fan has texted in saying, yeah, I got the Cowboy ink on me. All right, we're doing up the final timeout of the day as we're taking you till 1 o'clock and the Rob Bro Show to follow. So you guys know what to do. You can get in on it. And if we hadn't talked about something you kind of want to talk about, fire away at us. We can try to get to it in the final segment of the show. Plenty of time, though, to continue to get your helmet stickers and your sports-related tattoo stories if you got one. 806-855-3712. We'll finish up the day strong. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Segment of the day, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. We got you till 1 o'clock in the Arctic Air Studios. You text in 806-855-3712 as you listen in on ESPN 960 San Angelo and in Lubbock Talk 103.9 FM News Money Sports. Rob Bro Show coming up from 1 to 2. Sports-related tattoos. Anybody got one? If you do, what do you got? If you don't, what would it take to get one? Basketball, baseball in progress, and trying to get to 4-0 on the year, and we hand out helmet stickers. Pitching change, top of the sixth, a little two-out something going on. It is 4-3 Texas Tech. Runners on the corner, though, as Garrett Crowley has been greeted rather rudely by Eric Apodaca, who has had himself a nice weekend. So runners on the corners, two-out, Tech up 4-3, top of the sixth. Texter on the text line. Semi-sports-related tattoo happened in Houston during coaching school. Myself and a coaching buddy watched the Astros. Seats on first baseline next to the dugout. James Rodney Richard was on the mound. We never saw the ball. We heard it hit the mitt. 4 extra innings later, we decided we needed a tattoo. What did it cost? About 15 adult beverages, $15 for the tattoo, with a lifetime guarantee, says the old coach. That's a man who was excited to see James Rodney Richard pitch. Texter. I'm not sure what they're referring to, but I'm going to read it, Rob. That was awesome. Thank you.
Was that the return of the Mac texter?
No. Well, maybe it was. Let me see. No, that's our 49er fan.
I don't know.
Who was going to get the tattoo, but they didn't win, and his wife turned into an Eagles fan. But something was awesome, and we're being thanked for it.
It's the show, man.
I think that may be it. I think that's what we're looking at. And I know you've still got overreaction to go and everything else, so you can save any stickers or whatever you have. I will give a helmet sticker to this. Did you watch any of the XFL?
No, I was busy.
Yeah, I knew you were busy. I did highlight something else. Okay. Helmet sticker XFL kickoffs, where they've got the receiving team, you know, all lined up down around the 20, 25.
Yeah, that's what they did originally.
Yeah, and then they kick it deep, and it ends up usually about where it is. I like that. That may save kickoffs.
Yeah, I thought they should have highlighted that back in the day. What was it, 2020 when they were doing it? I thought, it works.
Yeah, I don't remember that from 2020 being a part of it.
Yeah, that's how they did it. Yeah,
it's a good solution to the problem of the kickoff. It's Texas Tech. May find themselves tied up.
No, that was the play you listed earlier. ESPN Plus is just that far behind.
Okay. I was making sure.
No. I mean, it might be tied up in a minute,
right.
But...
Well, it's not tied up right now.
That is the rather rude introduction that you mentioned earlier.
Yes. Well, there it is. We see it in...
Which it looked more like a bloop single and an almost great defensive play by the center fielder.
Yeah. So that's how we are, where we are right now in that game. Another helmet sticker, Jack Wall, Texas Tech golfer. He doesn't make the cut, but he went 74-72 at Riviera. He got better on Friday than he was on Thursday. And you know he had to be gassed a little bit coming off the winning the intercollegiate tournament in the playoff that we mentioned last week. He goes birdie eagle to get into the field. And, he finished ahead. His score was better than a slew of guys you know on the PGA Tour. That was a really nice weekend, and going into it, I think it was on Wednesday of last week, Rob, they did it was probably a 10-minute interview on Golf Central on the Golf Channel with him, and just an incredible promo for Texas Tech Golf.
Yeah.
And there's one of your guys, obviously very good, but, I mean, your best guy, Auberg, you know, you can sit there and go, he's not even our best guy, and he's good enough to play in the field of a great PGA tournament.
Yes.
That's something else, man. I mean, I can't imagine people around here sleeping on what's going on with Greg Sands' program, but it is continuing to take steps that will allow itself to be entrenched into the upper level of college golf.
Quite legitimately national championship contenders. I know we've kind of said that before, but it's not a joke.
No.
I mean, they are legitimately contenders.
No. And, I mean, Auburn could win an individual medalist championship. I mean, they're just that good. And I don't want that to become like a throwaway thing. I think we've kind of gotten there with track, that people are just numb to what Wes Kittley and the staff has done in track, that, oh, yeah. No, you weren't always great. You were a laughing stock in the 90s, and, you know, nobody thought anything like that could happen. Now that you are consistently in the realm and in the conversation, again, at Texas Tech, can't be done. You can't recruit out here. Never get high-level athletes. It's just impossible. I guess, Rob, it's a good problem to have, that people do get kind of, you know, used to it. And I hate to say take it for granted. I'd much rather them take it for granted Then go the other way.
I mean, that has something. Yeah, that has something that you're taking for granted, at least.
Yeah. So, but we'll work with that. What do I believe this week? You know, wrapping things up last night. Just you go down. You're listening. Want a little music to play. I believe that Canadian rock trio Triumph is highly underrated when it comes to late 70s, mid 80s rock bands. The poor man's Rush, if you will, but maybe not the poor man's Rush. maybe they were better rockers than Rush. I came across, Rob, there was a festival, music festival, that was kind of the Steve Wozniak, you know, the old Apple dude.
Right.
He created this in 1983, and it was called the US Festival. That it had been the me generation of the 70s was being replaced by the US generation of the 80s. So he goes out and he builds this 44-acre place outside of San Bernardino, California. One show on Memorial Day, another show on Labor Day. 142 degrees. Anyhow, go find the set by Triumph. It is fantastic. Highly underrated band. You guys are awesome today. Always enjoy visiting with you every single day. Tomorrow on the show, Two Word Tuesday, we'll preview Tech in Oklahoma. Fret not, though. You can still jam up the text line at 806-855-3712. The Rob Bro Show, ready to roll. It's Overreaction Monday, so prepare to overreact to anything and everything that might have been said the last 2 hours. We don't mind. I'll be back with you tonight, 6:30-ish on the daily broadcast. Follow me on Twitter, at Ryan Hyatt Media. For Rob, I'm Ryan. We'll see you Tuesday in Raiderland.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, a presentation of the Texas Town Square Media Network.